That is Shmaya, the end of Perek Aleph in Shaar Zechira. So the Chafetz Chaim says, he's explaining why it is that Lashon Hara is the worst avera. And he says there's a well-known Yerushalmi in Peya. He didn't say it's well-known, I'm the one saying that. That everyone knows that the Schar of Limudat Torah is equal and corresponds to all the mitzvahs combined. And so too, the avera of Lashon Hara then is also going to equal and correspond to all the averas combined. Comes out that Torah is the greatest of all the mitzvahs, and Lashon Hara is the most severe of all averas. The Chofetz Chaim explains this is actually a very simple concept, is that we have different foundations of the world that are physical, they're understood to be fire, wind, water, dirt, and then we're going to have a spiritual foundation. And that's going to be far greater than all the physical foundations, to the extent where you would almost not consider them. They would have absolutely no significance in Keneged, the spiritual Yesod. And we actually see these things. We see that fire can destroy things, can destroy physicality, can obliterate it. And it's mamash apropos, we see what's going on this year in 2025 in LA. It's the most costliest fires going on, destroying millions of dollars of homes. Doesn't matter how well it was built. Doesn't matter how many panic rooms. So, and the power of wind, it could uproot mountains. They bring from Elohim, Ruach Gedolah v'Chazak Mefarech, Hari M'Shaber Salaim. So too, if these physical abilities in the world, these natural foundations, can cause havoc physically, so too they can be used to cause all sorts of things going on in the upper worlds. For example, we have tzitzit and lulav and shofar and all these other mitzvahs. By doing them, it does huge things in the upper worlds. And a person is makadosh shem Hashem. It says vasisem is kol misosav yisem kadoshim le'elokeichem. And still, all that these mitzvahs do, the tzitzit, the lulav, the shofar, and all other mitzvahs, they don't compare to limudat Torah. All the mitzvahs don't compare to one word of Torah. Why? Because all these mitzvahs, they're connected to physicality. Like tzitzit, it's impossible to fulfill tzitzit without clothing, which is physical. Or a sukkah, or a lulav, you need physical things to fulfill the mitzvahs. When it comes to Torah, it's just your mouth. And your mouth is spiritual. So what it does is far greater. It's very lofty. And the kedusha of Torah then is greater and as the equivalent of all the other kedusha, of all the other mitzvahs combined. And now it's the opposite. When a person's being destructive with their body, it causes havoc. Just like Gashmis would. But the mitzvahs that are Gashmi, that are more Gashmi, will not cause as much havoc as the mitzvah that's totally spiritual, totally Ruchni, which is the mouth, which is the Lashon Hara and Rechilas. Those cause major havoc. And so that's why the punishment's going to be much worse.